You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Your girl and save her. Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong. When to turn right, but you turn all the way.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Glad you've joined us today. I am so delighted that our guest is here. We love Dwayne Brayboy. He's precious to us. Would you please introduce yourself to our friends?
Yes, I am Dwayne Brayboy. I am Tuscarora from North Carolina, and I'm Bear Clan. And I'm a big fan of yours, Dawn.
Oh, well, it's mutual, beloved. It truly is. You know what else I'm a huge fan of? Well, Christmas. And every year, I try to think of a delightful holiday gift for you. And we have run the gamut. I have written poems and had them published for and about you. We've dedicated seasons of this show to you for your birthday. But after our conversation last night, I got busy, got board approval and all kinds of things to give you what just might be my favorite holiday gift that I have ever given you.
Oh, wow.
Yes, surprise. All of you know how much I love presents. I love to get them, but I really love to give them. And this present incorporates some of my favorite things and, of course, our favorite person. we bring you this show because of my nonprofit. As a student, a young person, you know, a kid in the 90s, I started doing charitable work and things, and my father, who is a retired federal judge, created a 501c3 nonprofit for me. And all my life, we have been trying to do things to help other people through it. Wells of Victory Ministries, Inc., I like that part, is a 501c3 ministry, and it has several divisions, including Indigenous Inspiration, Inc., Indigenous Mama, Inc., recently added, and our Indigenous Inspiration Academy, which is our homeschool division, to help us bring language and culture and education to our young people. And one of the greatest things that our nonprofit does is this show. It's a labor of love. You know, we get it together. We piece it together. We also work on music. We have wonderful awards because of the music that we've been able to produce through our nonprofit. And wow, I've taken a deep breath. One of the great things about our board structure is that there must always be a traditional audit, in addition to people who believe other ways, and we're all Indigenous. But there was a seat that was created before it became a federally recognized nonprofit, when it was just a state-recognized one. And it was a seat simply known as Kinaha, Warrior of the Right Hand, it Consiglieri, a wise counselor, someone who listened, who talked through the things we wanted to do, who thought about things with us, and that seat belonged to my brother. until he passed away suddenly and tragically in 2014. And I have not had the heart to fill that seat, but I have to. The laws require it. And so for Christmas, for every holiday in between, I would like to give you the gift of our wise counsel seat on our board of our nonprofit.
Oh.
I would be so honored if you would fill that seat. It's not a job, so you don't have to worry about paychecks or schedules or hard work or anything like that. It's a labor of love. And we would be so honored if you would step into that seat of wise counsel for us.
As oh, Sean. Yes. Oh. Yeah, what can I write, Hanike? I am so honored. I don't even know what to say. I am so honored. That is a wonderful gift. That is a wonderful
Yay.
Gift. I couldn't imagine, the gift of honor. I just don't know what to say. I am so honored and grateful that you would offer that to me. And I would gladly accept that. Gladly. I would do everything I can to honor your brother's memory in that position, in that seat.
Thank you. I am so grateful for you and grateful to you and for the wonderful work that you do throughout Indian country and the Southeast tribes. And that is what our nonprofit does. We empower and enlighten people from the Southeast tribes, and we educate non-natives about us and our wonderful cultural contributions. And this show is a huge part of that. And we are so grateful. We reach 160 countries now and all 50 states, which is amazing when you think of, it takes a miracle every month to do that, and yet we do. And the Creator is kind and good to us and allows us to do it. But it's the prayers of people, your prayers especially, that help us to do what we do. And we're so grateful. We're looking forward already to what we can do now, what more we can do now. And I'm so thrilled. I'm so delighted that you'll be joining our board and you'll be part of what we do. That is a gift to me. Thank you for that.
Oh, that is just the sweetest gift, the most honorable gift. I am so grateful. I really am. I'm still sitting here, still reeling it in, taking it all in.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
I really am honored that you think of me this way, and honor me that way.
I believe that honor, to whom honor is due, is so important. And it's something that we always had in our tribes. I mean, even the idea of, for example, the patchwork or the beadwork, the things we wore, the things we carried. So often those were gifts. Those were things people made for us. They dressed us. They gave us things that designated us and showed our place in their lives. And I wonder if so much in our world right now could be healed simply by basic honor. Honor. Simple kindnesses and respect and cherishing our elders and treasuring our friends and honoring one another, I really believe would go a long way in healing some of the wounds that we see among people today. And so I would like to honor you and your knowledge right now. Could you share with us? I know that you are a Tuscarora language teacher and certainly an expert on Tuscarora culture. But what does that mean to you to share your culture with others?
to me, it, I suppose that on a very fundamental level, it means preserving the culture. When we share our culture, we're also helping preserve it. You know, I have known people in my time, and maybe you have too, I think we all have, where there is somebody in our communities who knows things, has knowledge that they could share of some sort, whether it be historical, linguistic, and whatever, and they just don't. They will not share what they know with others. I've known people like that. And, you know, what I have told them is that when you don't share this, what you have to, you know, this knowledge that you have, you know, it's a combination of knowledge that they were just, you know, born and raised with, and then there's some knowledge that they've learned along the way. I've said, it will die with you, because one day you will make the journey, and then it will all have been for nothing, you know, other, you know, holding on to it for just yourself and yourself only. It's not even worth knowing because you have no one to share it with. And that is what, you know, we know that our culture, it brings people together. And this is exactly my point to people like that, the knowledge hoarders. But myself, I have always been one to want to share everything I know. When I find something good, my first instinct is to find somebody to share it with. You know, that's just always been my approach to it. Because, you know, the more I learn, the more I can share. And the more I share, the more we, it strengthens us all. You know, when when culture and knowledge is shared like that.
Absolutely. See, that wisdom is so important. And one of the things I admire about you is that you're sharing accurate and authentic culture. And I think in these days, these times, we have so much digital and social media, and people could just post anything or say anything. But I consistently see you being authentic and transparent and accurate about the culture. So what do you want us to know about Tuscarora culture?
Well, something that a lot of people don't know about Tuscarora culture is that despite us having been in present-day North Carolina for 2,400 years now, we're still considered Northern Haudenosaunee culture. And that surprises a lot of people. Even people who are aware that we've just, you know, effectively always been here in North Carolina, that it is that Tuscarora should would be considered a Southern Haudenosaunee culture. And when I tell them, no, we're not Southern Haudenosaunee culture, we're Northern Haudenosaunee culture, because we are tied to that culture with the Haudenosaunee up north. The only true Southern Haudenosaunee culture are the Cherokee. You know, and so they're the only true Southern Haudenosaunee culture. But that is, that's something that I always tend to educate people about whenever I speak about our culture here.
I appreciate knowing that, because I'm learning from you as always. And so how are you working to preserve your genuine culture?
Well, we keep it alive. That mm-hmm. is, I feel, the most important thing, because, you know, through the white fire of colonization, we lost so much. And so I feel like what we have been able to hold on to, that needs to be preserved effectively. And the things that we've reclaimed, that also needs to be reserved equally, protectively. So preserving the culture is something that we do. And we do that by showing up. We do that by continuing our ceremonies, our ancient ceremonies. You know, we preserve that by even having socials. Just mm-hmm. socials where we all just get together and sing and dance, and, you know, and that's something that maybe non-Native people may not understand, mm-hmm. is that, there's a social, there's ceremony in our culture, you know, and a social mm-hmm. is just, you know, we just all socialize, you know, we get together, we sing and dance and drum and rattle. But then there's ceremonies that, you know, there's a very specific cause for us to gather and have our, you know, our set ceremonies that we have. So that's the difference between socials and ceremonies. Of course, we do the singing and dancing at both. But, you know, for example, there are certain dances and songs that are sung at different ceremonies and not always at socials. Mm-hmm. You know, some are considered sacred songs that we just don't, you know, put out there at socials. They are, you know, reserved for just the longhouse. So that's how we do it. And we do it with mm-hmm. language, you know. Mm-hmm. We are working on preserving our language in the best, most effective ways that we can imagine. You know, at the digital age, it helps. You know, in the age of electronics and such. You know, sometimes it gets a bad rap, but I do think that, you know, this age provides so many more opportunities to preserving mm-hmm. language, because, you know, 300 years ago, the mm-hmm. only way that we had to preserve the language was orally.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have Instagram videos, we have mm-hmm. YouTube videos, we have mm-hmm. books, and, you know, we can write it, we can speak it on video, we can sing it, you know, so we are utilizing every available option to preserve our language. These are the
including
ways that
podcasts.
We preserve our culture. Yes, including podcasts. Yes.
I love it. And so, what are your goals now for your language? You know, there was a time when our ancestors all believed that this would be the way that we lived forever, right? They thought we would always speak in these tongues, and we would always wear these regalia, and we would always do these dances and songs and prayers. And then, whoosh, cold wind of colonialism. And now we have to actually think about it and be intentional about transmitting the culture and passing it on. So what are some of your goals for your culture and your language?
Well, me being I'm a believer that everybody serves a purpose in the village and our community. You know, I'm just naturally old-fashioned that way. Everyone serves a purpose, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even if their sole purpose is just to serve as a warning to others how not to be,
right.
Everyone serves
yes.
a purpose, mm-hmm. you know. but Everyone serves a purpose. And my purpose, you know, that I focus on is language, because I've always felt that this is the backbone of our identity, you know, that I feel is what will make us, you know, most easily recognizable, you know. And as we are entering an age where more Indian nations are reclaiming their language or languages, I've noticed my ears being tuned for this. You know, it's like I can, you know, I might see a native on Instagram, you know, that I may have not known before, but I hear them begin to speak in their language. Excuse me. And I can hear, and I'll be like, oh, that is an Algonquian language, you know? And then I will hear somebody, you know, from our nations, you know, the Six Nations, you know, and you know, I'll hear somebody speaking Seneca, and I, my ears will pick up on it. Oh, that's Seneca. Yeah, I can tell. So I think that's a really good thing. But back to the point, you know, your point is that I am focusing on language because I believe that is the cornerstone of our identity. And I think it's something that we've seen the writing on the wall of how empty our futures would be if we did not have this language, because we've lived through times where, at least I can speak for myself, that our language is on the brink of extinction. You know, our last native-born Tuscarora speaker, Raietus, he made the journey in July of 2018.
Oh my, I'm sorry.
And so we have no more native-born speakers. And once that happened, it just, you know, there was a realization that those of us involved with the language understood that, you know, now it's on us. You know, we have to step up and do this work. You know, it is sacred work, and it is worth preserving our language for future generations, because this is what will define us in a very large way. So I focus on language and preserving language, and of course, other people, you know, like Ravi Swahawi, he preserves the songs and the dances. You know, he's very good with that, you know, and I kind of dance like I've been shot in the leg, so, you know, that's not my thing, you know. So I'll let Rodrigo Hawi preserve the dances and the songs. Now, I love our songs, but, yeah. But, you know, we all serve a purpose, and my purpose, I feel, is preserving the language.
Well, you certainly are fulfilling that purpose. You certainly are doing amazing things, and I thank you for doing them. I believe you'll do many more great things, and you will succeed in them all. And your ancestors will appreciate you. We sure do. We're so grateful to you. We're so grateful for you. You are a tremendous light in our lives. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I truly do.
Yeah, Watkine Harate, I am honored and I honor you because you have been the same for me. You really have. Mm-hmm. You've been such an inspiration over the years. And, you know, really, honestly, not just something nice to say on the radio, but, and I know you know I'm speaking the truth, you know, is that when the chips have been down and things have looked bleak, in different ways, you know, your encouragement has helped sustain me and carry me on. And so who can't love somebody who does that, you know? You know, the gift of hope, you know, and that's your eternal perennial gift is hope.
I'm so glad. Thank you so much for those good words. And we thank the Creator for you. We have to go to commercial right now, but I know when we come back, you're going to enjoy so much of what we've said. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dwayne Brayboy, for all the light and love that you share in the world. Thank you for that.
Thank you, and thank you for your wonderful gift.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, urifuyu, definitely.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Lord, can you come and save her? Let her believe it, get on her knees and pray her. Then pray her and never look back. Once the world forgave you.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Oh, wait a minute. They told us we had it all, Jordan. Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of oil.
I'm Rhett. I'm Tia.
And I'm Heather.
And we are Three Voices.
You want this drum over here? It's clear. You got Gilbert over here. You got LeBron over here. And guess what? We talking about
it. I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing because I can't hear it and dogs are supposed to hear it. So who hear the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes, I said cell phone.
TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Your daughter doesn't want to talk about why her room is a horrible mess. Your son doesn't want to talk about why he's wearing mismatching socks. Your spouse doesn't want to talk about their bad haircut. Families don't have to talk about everything, but they should talk to plan for an emergency. Pack basic supplies in a go bag, water, canned food, flashlights, batteries, medical supplies, IDs, and some cash. Talk about where you'll meet in case you lose one another. And of course, don't forget to pack the dog treats. Talk to your family and make an emergency plan. Go to nyc.gov/readyny or call 311 to make your family's emergency plan. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that after 75 years, Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when it's dry or windy. Be careful burning yard waste, because wildfires can even start in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
She is silent,
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Let her believe it, get on her knees and pray her. Then pray her, and never look back once the world forgave you.
Dwayne, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I know you have to run to take Ron, so we will. I will be in touch with you later. You know that already. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Oh, thank you so much, Dawn. I'm so surprised, and I'm just slack-jawed and wide-eyed, not even know what to think. So honored. Yes.
Aww.
Thank you, sweetie.
Well, I wanted to surprise you, and I think I did.
You most definitely did. You most definitely did, and I will do my very best to always honor Gil in this this position.
You already do. I love you.
Love you, too.
My name is Dr. Dawn Karima. We are really celebrating.
Sorrow at dawn and again at dusk grinds our insides, knots our bellies, pangs finger woven from remembering meat. Our cheeks draw close together, water, sour. Some mornings I wake weeping. Fold my soul within my hand, press my will into my lips. With each tear, I covet the salt of Lot's wife. Half an ounce of joy would buy our lives. We survive on the crumbs others disdain. Pray they are clumsy, leave handfuls behind. What they esteem lightly enlightens our eyes. Nights make us ache for when we had peace. When we were people of plenty, had more than we needed. There were grapes in this land that it took two to carry. Of course, there were not. That was Canaan. We know it. Memory satisfies one kind of hunger.
Welcome back to our show. Oh my goodness, welcome back, welcome back. We're having a very exciting show today, and I wanted to really spend some time sharing with you what it is that we do, what exactly happens behind the scenes. And so I'm thinking of this as our annual meeting for my nonprofit, for our end of year report to all of you. And we are so grateful and thankful for the opportunities that we have and the open doors that God has given us. Well, the Victory Ministries Incorporated is a 501c3, meaning that if you donate, it's tax deductible, and corporation. And we started it when I was a very young person. I was a kid, really. And we started because I was singing in churches and I was doing lots of speaking engagements. And then a little bit later on, I even had a show on, you know, syndicated on Christian television, and many great things kept happening. And so the nonprofit was a way to sort of put some order to all of them. We have a wonderful board, beautiful Indigenous people who care about other people and make it possible for us to do what we do with their wisdom and their knowledge, and most of all, their joy. I always think of myself as a love letter to the world. You know, when people talk about their mission and what they do and how they see themselves in the world, there are people who say they're a doctor or a lawyer, and or there's some people who are entrepreneurs or billionaires or politicians or whatever they may be. But I always see myself as a love letter. I deeply believe that God gives every person gifts and talents, abilities, calls, anointings, just traits, personality traits, that show the world how good he is. And mine is to love God and love people. And sometimes that looks like a song that I sing. For example, we have a new single out now, God on the Mountain. I covered that old country song, that Southern gospel song, classic. And it's out on iHeart and Deezer and Amazon Music, Google, YouTube Music, just pretty Apple Music, wherever you find music that streams, we have God on the Mountain. Brand new video even on YouTube for it as well, on my YouTube channel, Dawn Karima. The music says to people, I love you. We were able to produce two amazing CDs, The Desire of Nations and The Stars of Heaven. Both won Global Music Awards. The Desire of Nations won the Native American Music Award. The Stars of Heaven was nominated for an Indigenous Music Award. We have won the Fair Play Country Music Award, the Red Carpet Award in Holland, in the Netherlands. We've just had so many wonderful blessings because of music. But when you buy the music, when it streams and you purchase it from any of these streaming services that are out there, those proceeds go to us to help us do things like this show, to help us help others. We stock blessing boxes. We have given away art supplies and backpacks and school supplies. We have been part of providing Christmas for families that need it. It empowers me to do speaking engagements and share the love of God with other people. Because so often, the love of God is what you need it to be. Maybe you needed it to be a song that uplifted your heart. But maybe, just maybe, you needed it to be wisdom and information like we produce on this show. I'm amazed at how many homes and families and homeschoolers and school classes and university classes and students and people respond to this show. They love this show. We're grateful for this show, this platform. Indigenous voices and people who care about others are on this show doing positive things. And it's all started because the nonprofit had people like you who care about us and empowering what we do. We place articles. Our board members and myself, we place articles in many publications that educate and inform people about the good things that are happening in Indigenous communities and with Indigenous people. This podcast, the music videos, our art as well, language, culture, speaking engagements, powwows, traditions. We're part of all these things. And we do our very best to represent you well and to be a blessing to other people. But most of all, to let folks know that the Creator loves you. Yes, you, just like you are. Now, you'll do better later. But right now, just as you are, and God will help. Short films. We've had tremendous success in film festivals with the short films we've been able to produce. To make. We've been very blessed with that. We've been blessed to be in places we never thought possible. It's a labor of love. You know, donations and sponsors and grants and in-kind donations and people who share their time with us and share their what they have with us. We're amazed at what we've been able to do with what looks like just a little bit. But little is much if God is in it. And God puts his super on our natural and does amazing things with it. I always say that all these good things started with one word, and that's the word yes. Yes. Will you come and do a speak? Yes. Will you have a speaking engagement on Zoom? Yes. Would you like to do a podcast? Yes. Would you like to write a... Yes. Would you like to sing a... Yes. Would you like to produce some music projects? Yes. Would you like to... Yes. Would you like to interview? Yes. Would you like to help? Yes. Would you like to give? Yes. And all we did was say yes to God. And he has made room for us and brought us before great people. We are so thankful at this time. We are so filled with gratitude for all the amazing things that we get to do. We serve people, we love people, but most of all, we let people know that God loves them, that the Creator is for you, he's not against you, that our faithful Creator loves you, loves you, loves you. And that's the beauty of this show. That is the beauty of everything that we get to do. What started off as a simple desire to help other people has grown into a nonprofit that we truly treasure and we thank the world of. We are thanking you, thanking every person that listens. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for caring about us. Thank you for supporting us. And every time you share this show on social media, or you share the music, or you share the speaking engagements, or you share the videos, or you share what we do, we're grateful for that. Thank you to all our guests who have appeared here. They donate of their time and their talent. They volunteer to share their story and uplift someone else. Thank you to everyone who makes this show possible. Thank you to everyone who makes everything we do possible. We thank God for all that he does to bless us and to help us keep going. And we'd like to invite you to partner with us. If you love this show, wherever and however you listen to it, if you enjoy hearing these voices, these guests, join us in helping it to go forth into the world. Donations, sponsorships, grants, all of those things help us to continue to do what we do. We all have other jobs. We all have to figure out how to put it all together. But when you help us, it makes us able to do it. You know, I truly believe that when you partner with someone, when you help them do something that God has called them to do, you get credit. You get credit for it. You actually do. You're able to say, I helped them. I did this. And it's a wonderful thing, truly, to be able to say, I helped them. We have a Cash App, and it's $D. For Dawn, D-A-W-N, capital K-A-R-I-M-A. That's $ Dawn Karima. And that's our Cash App account. If you'd like to share with us that way, we're always very, 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 very extremely, extremely grateful for that. And we also have PayPal. And you can reach us at PayPal, Wells of Victory at ProtonMail, ProtonMail, mail, mail.com. Wells of Victory at ProtonMail.com. That's our PayPal. And we love PayPal. We thank you for all of you who share with us through PayPal. We are so grateful for that. And we also know that, you know, there are folks that use Venmo also. And so we do also have Venmo. And we absolutely would love it if you would join us in helping to keep these things going and do what we've been doing through Venmo. And that's DawnKarima@gmail.com. And that's Venmo. Cash App, $ Dawn Karima with a capital D and a capital K. And then PayPal, wellsofvictory@protonmail.com. Those are ways that you can help us because every little bit helps. In fact, I don't even believe there's such a thing as a little bit. I think little is much if God is in it. And we're amazed at what we're able to do just with what God has already given us and continues to give us. And we are so grateful for that, absolutely and completely. And so I truly and deeply ask you to continue making this show possible. Continue helping to support us in all that we do. And remember this, it's about others, folks. You know, my granddaddy used to say, if your faith don't work, try faithfulness. And sometimes it's just a matter of being faithful, saying, I'm going to share and I'm going to help other people. I know times are tough. Ooh, I do. But even in the midst of that, we can be a shining light that helps other people. And that's how I see this show. It's a lighthouse. You know, sometimes we get to hear from people on social media, and I totally invite you, Dawn Karima on Instagram, Mother of Nations on Twitter, Facebook, we have a fan page, Dawn Karima and Wells of Victory. And if you follow us there, we post there as well. And we invite you to join us on social media. We invite you to. We'd love that. But I see this show as a lighthouse when I hear from people on social media that they have insomnia, they have trouble sleeping because of all the heartbreaking events that have been happening and the negative headlines in the news, and things are getting better. They are getting better. But when people are really having a tough time and they choose to turn on this show and listen to it in the middle of the night, because the guests bring them comfort and power, that makes us medicine to people. And we'd like to keep doing what we do. And we would honor any of you who could help us do that. Whether it's a donation or your business is in a position to be a sponsor, or you have a grant, maybe you're an agency or a grant maker, or maybe you simply just are a philanthropist. We would absolutely love to have your support for what we do. It would be a blessing to us. I have a brand new book out, my newest book. It's called Mother of Nations, and you can get it on Amazon, or you can get it from utteredchaos.org, from Uttered Chaos Press, but Amazon has it right now. And I want to read to you from this book that I honestly think will help us right now. As we think about sharing with others, and we think about giving, and we think about what we can do, you know? One time a friend of my granddaddy's told me that we don't have to do everything. Everyone just has to do something. And I think that's absolutely right, you know? You don't have to go and start doing what we do. You just have to help us do it. And it's just as good as if you did it. We all have a piece of the solution. We all have a piece of the puzzle, and we all have hope to share. So I'd like to read this to you as we think about ways that we could help people and we could help more people. Conceived seed. Creator, night when the beat of a heart is the drum, when warriors rise and stomp with the moon, we rise to open our shawls and promise plenty. None will go hungry, be lost or unloved. Days when the sun shines down on ceremony, we stand strong too. moccasin, stomp dance under the sky. Firmly plant us in the earth. Life lasts forever when we honor you first. And that's from Mother of Nations, my latest book from Uttered Chaos Press. You can get that on Amazon. I also want to thank another group of people today, the people who have me on your show. I have been able to appear on some amazing shows recently and share what we do and share this podcast and share this new book. And we're grateful for you. Thank you for giving us a voice and trusting us with your platform. And one more group of people I'd like to thank, and it's our tribes and nations, our elders and our children, our ancestors and descendants, our family and our friends, all of the circle. We thank you for supporting what we do, for praying for it, for vouching for it, for being part of it. We are very, very grateful. Echota Tribal Psalm. Songs echo in the air, memories in mountains, told again in thunder, in drum beats and dance. Dancers are our poetry, warriors are our art. We hold our history in hawk and macaw feathers. The trail of tears wounded us in the house of our friends. Echota faces tilted toward the whirlwind, waiting for spirit to do us justice. Come, Creator, hear and help. We call you, most ancient of drums. Mother of Nations, utteredchaos.org, or on Amazon by Dawn Karima. And the proceeds from this book, from the music, they all go to help us do more great things like this podcast. You know, one, it's amazing to me, 160 countries and 50 states, all 50 states of the United States. That's tremendous, and we thank you for that. You don't have to do that. There's many choices out there, but the fact that you choose to spend time with us is an honor, and we are grateful to you and grateful for you. I want to also thank everyone everywhere who's ever done anything that was kind or merciful or loving for me personally, for my family, for this show, for the books, for the music, for the films, for my career, for my speaking engagements. Thank you. I am thankful. I'm available for virtual speaking engagements. I don't know if you need someone to share with a program that you're doing, or you need someone to share with a class or a co-op or even an organization or anything like that. If you need a guest for your own podcast or show, I am available. And we are so grateful to have had this time with you today because we care about you and we care about what you're doing. So please follow us on social media, consider donating, and again, our PayPal is wellsofvictory@protonmail.com. Cash App is $DawnKarima, and Venmo, DawnKarima@gmail.com. And again, PayPal, Wells of Victory, WELLSOF. VICTORY at Proton, PROTON, mail, MAIL.com. Help us do what we do. Well, we love you, and the Creator does too. Thanks for joining us. I can't wait till we're all together next time for a great conversation.
Multitudes of people crying, asking for manna and pleading for quail, shouting, reaching, pushing, shoving. Salt and oil, flour and lard. Eating is everything. Pass your basket. Have faith. He'll give us loaves and fishes.
What? into the fog of my two eyes, but the dog was too bright. Could barely see in the night. There was orange stripes you can't see in the night. Once you see, you get it into a fight. After the dog, I saw a frog. It was yellow, and I said hello. Then I said goodbye, cause I gotta go tonight.
The world's greatest radio, TalkTainmentRadio.com.